with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florida Democrat Representative Sheila Triphilus McCormick has resigned amid allegations of financial misconduct that could have led to her expulsion.
The announcement came just moments before the House Ethics Committee was scheduled to meet to weigh potential penalties for the embattled Florida Democrat, who is facing federal charges over allegations of stealing millions of dollars from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help fund her congressional campaign. Triphilus McCormick has maintained her innocence. But in a statement Tuesday, she said the ethics investigation, quote, was not a fair process and threatened to disadvantage her defense in the criminal case. Republican Corey Mills, also of Florida, also faces an ethics committee hearing that could result in expulsion this week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ahead of more peace talks with Iran, President Trump is predicting a great deal, in his words, to end the war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president believes Iran has no choice but to reach an agreement with the United States. He tells CNBC that he doesn't want to extend the ceasefire, which expires Wednesday, and he expects a great deal. At the same time, the president continues to threaten more fighting and more bombs if negotiators fail to end the war, saying the military is ready to go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. forces aborted an oil tanker previously sanctioned for smuggling Iranian crude oil in Asia.
The U.S. Defense Department has released video showing U.S. forces boarding an oil tanker previously sanctioned for smuggling Iranian crude oil in Asia. The Pentagon says that U.S. forces conducted a right-of-visit maritime interdiction and boarded the MT Tifani without incident. It's the latest move in the U.S. war on Iran to stop any ship tied to Tehran. Ship tracking data shows that the Tifani was carrying oil in the Indian Ocean.
And this is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is ministering in the Midwest after it got hit by a string of severe storms.
Multiple tornadoes hammered the region over the weekend and help is needed. Samaritan's Purse has volunteer cleanup teams at work and a group of chaplains are also on hand to deliver spiritual comfort. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota say the violent weather has caused a lot of property damage and rendered a number of roads impassable. April, May, and June are peak tornado season in the Midwest, and more storms are expected. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged at the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books most often challenged are Maya Kabaya's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, John Green's boarding school narrative, Looking for Alaska, is also on the list. This is SRN News. A Chinese student has been arrested in New York.
Tian Rui Liang was arrested on April 7th at a New York airport for taking photos of U.S. military planes in Nebraska during a multi-state road trip. Liang was trying to leave the U.S. for Glasgow, Scotland, where he attends school. The FBI says Liang admitted that he got out of a car on a public road in March and took photos of an RC-135, a reconnaissance aircraft, and an E-4B. The planes were at Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha. The FBI said it's illegal to photograph or sketch defense installations without approval. Liang's attorney declined to comment. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Ongoing questions about the future of peace talks and therefore the fighting between the U.S. and Iran has put a little bit of a wrinkle in activities today on Wall Street. The Dow's struggling, but not terribly. Right now it's down by exactly 100 points. The NASDAQ is back up, though, in positive territory up by about 27. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.